Good morning, I'm David Warnock, and welcome to Baltimore's Future. My guest today is LaVita Tough, who's a policy analyst with the Sunlight Foundation in Washington, D.C. LaVita, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me on today.
So tell us a little bit about the Sunlight Foundation and your work on making government and politics more transparent.
Sure. So the Sunlight Foundation is a national, nonpartisan, nonprofit organization that openly advocates for open government globally. And we use technology to make government more accountable to everyone. So we deal with tools of civic tech, we deal with open data, we deal with policy analysts, we deal with journalism, we deal with all types of things that we feel are great civic tools to push open government.
So talk a little bit about national trends in open government. Are you seeing positive trends? What are the negative trends? What are things that our listeners can be doing if they believe that government should be more open, which I think everybody does?
I think that a lot of people are sometimes confused about what it really means to have an open government and what are some ways to fight for that, because people think it's like this huge overhaul sometimes in order to bring about change in government and make it more open, but it's not. It's just simply going, and we have something with Sunlight on our webpage. We have tools that allow you to look up bills that are being passed in your local city council. We have all types of apps and technology that allow you to get involved in the legislative process so that you know what's going on in your own backyard. And also, we think that a great way to get involved in open government efforts is by ensuring that you're pushing for your local government and your state government to proactively release information. You're pushing for your government to say, we're going to set the default to open. And a lot of times, that's the issue, that nationally, we have not seen on a large scale that every single state or local government has said, we're going to set our default to open and provide our constituents with information that they need.
So much of the digital world is simply open.
I think so. And I think that we have to realize that we have a new generation of civic engagers. And those civic engagers came up on Facebook, and social media has been the highlight and the hype of their generation. And so with that being said, they're going to interact with government totally different. So they're going to want to gain access to things through open government efforts such as open data so that they can create civic technology solutions to the everyday problems that are in their communities and their neighborhoods. And that's the great thing about this concept and idea of open government, is that it allows a younger generation to get involved in their community into a political process that pushes for solutions in the long term.
And they're going to ask their politicians where they stand on open government, don't you think?
Exactly. They're going to ask their politicians why they can't gain access to records. They're going to ask their politicians why they can't gain access to certain meetings. They're going to start asking those tough questions because they need those answers in order to power tomorrow.
It's great to have the Sunlight Foundation being at the head of the spear with respect to this movement, because I think it's a really important one and one that's going to simply gain momentum in the years ahead.
Well, thank you so much. We're definitely working hard here in D.C., and hopefully we can continue to push for open government across the world.
Thank you, LaVita, for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
For more of this interview, visit www.warnockfoundation.org or wypr.org.